All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with the Ripples. Let's get started. I remember her being a pretty woman, but damn, she's fucking hot. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to come out here like this. I was trying on some of the new stuff we just got in. I don't know where my husband went. I don't mind, you look beautiful. Hehe, thanks. Did you come here to get your girlfriend a gift? I have some new arrivals that are super sexy. Haha, no, I don't have a girlfriend. I just came here to pick up an order for Tiffany. A good-looking guy like yourself with no girlfriend? I see. Don't want to be tied down, right? Playing the field, giving everyone a little bit of loving? Nothing wrong with that. I guess you could say that. Yes, I do have something for Tiffany. She told me she didn't know if she would be able to pick it up today or not. Okay, give me a second, and I'll get it ready. No problem. Bob, I've been calling your name. Where did you go?
I'm here. Sorry, I was on the phone.
Can you bring out that custom set that Tiffany ordered?
Coming right up.
She had to order a custom set directly for the company because, you know, Tiffany has quite the body. We usually don't have her size.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, this must be a little weird for you. A little, but don't worry, it's fine. If you ever need something special for a girl in your life, visit the store and I'll give you a discount. That's awesome, Miss Seeger. Thanks. Honey, you don't need to call me Miss Seeger. It makes me feel old. Just call me Janelle. Okay, Janelle. Bob, you remember Grimm, right? Tiffany's Grimm?
Of course I do.
Look how tall you are now. Good for you. Grimm, do you remember my husband?
Yeah, we only met once or twice, but I remember.
This is the one Tiffany ordered, right?
Yeah, that's the one.
Isn't that the same one you have at home?
Yep, but it's white.
Oh man, you should see this woman wearing this. Instant hard-on, I tell ya. Did he really just say that?
Bob, you don't need to talk like that in front of customers.
Why not? We're all adults here. Besides, look what you have on right now. I'm sure he's thinking the same thing. And why are you covering yourself up? Let the guy have a look at what you have on.
Fine.
Whoa! Bob loves showing me off to people.
I sure do.
Just take a look at that beautiful body and tell me you wouldn't want to share it with the world.
He wants to share that with the world?
I think I know what sort of guy he is. He's a cuck, isn't he? She likes young men like yourself looking at her, don't you, babe?
I won't deny that.
What do you think, Grimm?
She is a very beautiful woman.
Turn around and show him the back.
Oh, Bob.
As long as you're not uncomfortable, I know I'm not as beautiful as the girls your age.
Well, that's nonsense. You don't look a day over 20.
Add another decade and you're getting close.
You're in your 30s?
You're just as beautiful as the hottest girls in my school, if not more.
Such a sweet young man.
Okay, here we go. Fuck, she is absolutely gorgeous. And I can see almost everything.
Nice, huh?
Definitely.
Honey, I think we found the one we're looking for.
I think so too.
What are they talking about? Are you talking about me?
Oh, don't you worry. How about you stop by someday after closing and I'll model some lingerie for you? Maybe you can get something for one of those girls in your life.
Is he talking about sharing his wife with me?
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
NTR? Anyone?
I don't know.
I mean,
it's not like we haven't done it before in these games. Remember Summer with Mia?
I mean, maybe.
But only if you get to be the bull, of course.
I guess. I don't know. Well, I mean, you're always the bull. It'd be weird if you were the guy that watched.
I don't know. Some people are into that, too. Anyway, let's hit yes on Janelle. Yeah, that sounds great.
Excellent. We'll have a great time, I promise. I can't wait. Hold on. We also did the same in what was it? Fetish Locator. Remember there was that one cut guy? Yeah, so I don't really have a problem with it if it's games. Like, game shit doesn't bother me. Well, here's Tiffany's order. And I'm looking forward to you stopping by again. Okay, thank you. You too have a nice day. Bye, Grim. See you later. Goodbye. Holy shit, she's so hot. Does Bob really want to share his wife with me? Is he going to watch? Maybe I'm overthinking this and they're talking about something else. I guess I'll find out when I come back. Anyway, let's go visit Skylar now. I'm headed to your work now. I'm right down the street, so I should be there in a couple of minutes. Okay, I'll see you soon. Hello, Skylar. Grim! How's my favorite soldier doing? I had a little bit of a rough morning, but I'm doing amazing now. I'm so thrilled to be back in 2019, but I need to contain my excitement. It's not like anyone would understand. I'm ready to report for duty. Oh, you want to go on some more missions, huh? I sure do. I think I have a few tasks you can handle. Oh, really? You betcha. Aha, I get a good laugh every time I think about that bitch getting hit in the face with pure stank. Best mission I've ever been on. Just you wait, I have some missions you'll really enjoy. Ones that don't involve that bitch. Who does it involve then? Oh, you know, someone special. Well, sign me up for that mission. Don't worry, I already signed you up. Looking forward to it. By the way, you're looking cute today. Oh, this? Yeah, they won't let me wear what I want at work, so, you know, gotta wear this. I think it looks great on you. Thanks, Grim. Is that a Seeger's bag? Oh, you bought me a gift, didn't you? Haha, sorry to burst your bubble, but this is Tiffany's order. I was doing her a favor and picking it up for her because they're closing down early today. That's actually not the proper way to say it. It's actually they're closing early today. There's a big difference between they're closing and they're closing down. I know it's not for me. I'm just being playful. Was Janelle at the store? Yeah, she was there. I love Janelle. She's always so helpful and nice when I go in there. Yep, she was really nice when I went there. It's my first time inside the store, and I honestly thought it was just a women's clothing store. I had no idea that it was a lingerie store. Really? I thought everyone knew that. I've been told a couple times that I'm clueless when it comes to certain things, haha. Well, I think it's cute and part of your charm. I hate know-it-alls anyway. Hold on a sec. I'm gonna run in my car and change my shoes. They're hurting my feet. Go ahead. Busting out the skateboard, huh? Yep, wanna see another trick? Bust it out. Alright, check this out. Nice kickflip, that was smooth. You know the name of the trick? Yeah, from video games. I also like to watch skate videos online sometimes. Me too, I like to watch this guy Rodney Mullen. He's an old school skater that invented a bunch of tricks. That's the kind of skating I like. I don't like all that high-flying jumping stair sets and grinding handrails stuff. That's not for me. Okay, so the dude that made this game's totally a skater that listened to, like, rock, hard rock and stuff. I hung out with the skaters back in high school. Like, they were always cool. I never had problems with skaters. Like, that was a cool group. They were always, like, chill and skateboarding, and they had cool taste in music, right? Like, all the music they listened to was pretty cool. This is when Bam Margera was really popular. I had a friend of mine. I mean, I still keep in contact with him on social media. But, big fan of Bam Margera. Just really big into, you know, his skating and all that kind of thing. And, of course, Bam, he's had a lot of problems recently. But, you know, all the stuff like that, he was just really big into it. Of course, you know, I play a lot of the rock music and heavy metal and stuff. We listened to, during this really crap class, there wasn't much to do but listen to music and talk, you know. So, that's what we did. We just checked out a bunch of different music. It was fun. So again, skaters are cool. I had no problem with skaters, and Skater definitely made this game, and I like this game, so kudos to you, sir. But yeah, I don't like all that high fly and jump and stair sets, grinding handrail stuff. That's not for me. I just like to cruise around and do ground tricks and old school stuff. It amazes me how they do some of those tricks. Why just watch? Here, hop on my board and try to push around for a minute. No, you don't want to see that. I'll probably just bust my ass trying. That's me. I mean, I tried the skating thing. It just wasn't for me. I mean, they did definitely encourage me, but I was like, oh, man. My coordination's not real good, guys. That's why I didn't make the military. So, no, seriously, they said I was not eligible for service because of my coordination. So, anyway, me on a skateboard, not good. It took me forever to learn how to ride a bike. Then I got to the point where I just ride with one hand. Oh, come on, what are you, a chicken? I'll give it a try, because it's not going to be me. No, I'm not a chicken. You know what? Give me the board. Hey, I'm just fucking with you. You don't have to get on the board. Nah, I'm determined now. I won't let the captain down. Be careful. I banged my head on the ground the first time I rode a skateboard. Oh, that's another thing. Back when I was going to high school, the skaters were really into hacky sack, too. Hacky sack was a big thing at our high school. Like outside there'd be these like hacky sack tournaments where all the guys would just, and they just really got into it. So that's kind of interesting too. I banged my head on the ground the first time I rode a skateboard. And that didn't stop you, did it? Nope. I got up and tried it again 5 minutes later. Don't try to roll the first time. Just put your feet on the bolt and get used to it. See, I can do it. I'm not a chicken. Yeah, not bad. What, want me to roll now? No, you don't have to. I told you I was just fucking with you. No, I can do it. Watch. What are you doing? I'm gonna help you, just in case you start to fall or something. I thought I was being brave by doing this, but now I'm starting to feel like a child. That's literally how you learn, though. It's cute that she wants to help, though. Go ahead. Push out one time and roll for a few feet. Okay, here we go. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Skylar catches you as you lose your balance and fall off the skateboard. Don't worry, I got you. Thanks. You had it until you started slowing down. I don't know, guys. Skylar might be my pick as far as the girls in this game, but there's probably going to be some more introduced as this is on, like, version 7. You just need to keep your shoulders square with the board and lean less at the end. Alright, one more time. Excuse me, one more try. This time, no hand-holding. Okay, but I'm staying close in case I need to catch you again. Deal. Ta-da! Very good. I think you could become a skater if you wanted to. Your balance is pretty good. Yeah, I like to snowboard in winter, so it's not too much of a difference. I'm not the best at it, but I can go down some good-sized hills. In that case, maybe you can help me snowboard when winter comes around? I'd love to. Right on, it's a date then. Hey, are you ready? Ready for what? To run! Oh, shit! Aha! Are you crazy? What if that would have hit me? It wouldn't have killed you, probably just knocked you out. Quite the rush, huh? You like to live dangerously, huh? Sometimes. Well, thanks for the warning, I guess. Anyway, how's life working at Blue's Bakery? It's great, I love working there. It's a simple job, not stressful. I've never checked it out before. What all do you sell there? Bread, donuts, cakes, pies, pizza, and a lot of other things. Pizza, really? Yeah, it's a mini restaurant, too. You can sit down and have a coffee and a donut. It has a nice atmosphere. I'll have to check it out sometime. It sounds nice. Yeah, stop by sometime. I'll give you a discount. Nice. Hey, want to go for a ride? Don't you need to go back to work soon? I have an hour break, so I still have like 45 minutes left. Okay, let's go. Hop on in. So where are we heading? I don't know. I figured we'd just cruise around the back roads. Enjoy this beautiful weather. That means put your phone up, dumbass. I'm down with that. This is a nice car. I like it. It's my dad's car. I would never be able to afford something like this right now. Luckily, it was registered in my mom's name, so it wasn't confiscated when he went to prison. I'd love to own a car like this. You don't mind if I turn on some music? Go ahead, I don't mind. Skylar turns on some metal and cranks up the volume, because she knows what good music is. Then starts lip-syncing along. Look at me, look me in the eye, I'm clear. This is your time. Do you guys really want me to fucking do it? Look me in the eye, I'm clear. This is your time. Face down beneath the waterline, gazing into the deep. Haha, Skylar loves to have a good time. Such a breath of fresh air. So glad to be back where I'm supposed to be and with people I like. Not that I didn't like Jenny or the others I met, but this is different. Haha, sorry, I got a little carried away there. Don't apologize, enjoy yourself. I like seeing you have a good time. Thanks, it's easy to have a good time when you're around. Where are you going? I'm not sure. I'm just gonna park somewhere so I don't waste any more gas. I forgot I was running low. There's a creek back here somewhere. It'd be nice on a day like this. You're not gonna take me out here, murder me, and bury me in the back of the woods, are you? Aha, no. Murdering you wasn't what I had in mind. What did you have in mind? I don't know. Something Jessica probably wouldn't be too happy about if she knew. She still hasn't responded to my voicemail. I hope she's not still worrying about me. She might be sleeping. She sounded tired the last time I talked to her. Probably wore herself out with all that worrying and crying she was doing. Geez, I didn't think she'd be that worried. It's only been half a day. Yeah, but you were nowhere to be found, and none of your friends knew where you were either. She said you never disappeared like that before. I told you yesterday she cares for you a lot. It's only natural for her to feel that way. Yeah, I guess you're right. But enough about her. How are things going for Mr. Grimm? For a second, I thought she was going to say Mr. Pervert. That'd have freaked me out. Things are going great. Just going to school and trying to keep myself busy. How about yourself? A lot better now that you're here with me. Oh, I wanted to tell you that I'm going to talk to Tiffany tonight, see if there's an opening at her work for your mom. I've been thinking of it since you mentioned your mom's situation, but I haven't had an opportunity to ask her yet. Are you sure? You don't have to do that. Yeah, it's no problem. It's worth a shot. Where does Tiffany work? I don't think you told me. My bad. She works at Digital Lazarus. Oh, I know where that's at. Isn't that like an advertising place or something like that? Yeah, advertising, graphic design, websites, and a bunch of stuff like that. Pretty much any kind of digital art that people need done. Tiffany's a graphic designer. That's really cool, but I don't think my mom can do anything like that. That's not the only kind of jobs they have there. It's a small company, but they still need accountants, customer support, salespeople, and the list goes on. If your mom was a waitress, she's probably good with talking to people. So I'll ask Tiffany about it tonight. Grim! Thank you. This means a lot to me that you want to help. What are you doing? Sitting on your lap, you're too far away. So tell me, what did you think about last night? And I'm not talking about Mission Stankface, I'm talking about Mission Skylar. I had a blast hanging out with you last night. Most fun I had with someone in a long time. So, when you're dating, the people that you have a lot of fun with, those are the kind of people you want to stay with. You know, like hanging out, having a good time. Those are the kind of people that, you know, things that work out. I mean, for the most part. I mean, there's always things that happen. People, you know, people change with time. But obviously, you know, when you're young and hanging out, that's usually the people that you want to be around the most, because, you know, you want to have a fun time together. People enjoy fun, and they enjoy fun together. You really mean that? Of course I do. Why would I lie about that? Just making sure. I had a great time, too. I had a shitty day yesterday, and all Jessica could talk about was Darcy, bitching about this or that. She's an amazing friend, but sometimes she drives me insane. Yeah, I know that all too well. but you actually took the time to listen to me and were so sweet about it. I feel there's something very special about you and I want to learn more. It's nice to hear you say that. You're a fascinating woman and I'm excited to figure out what makes you tick. I never expected to have such a great time hanging out with you. You're a beautiful person inside and out. Be careful, Grim. If you keep saying stuff like that, I might just fall in love with you. She might fall in love with me? Would Skylar really want something more than just fooling around? I'm only telling the truth. I can stop if you want me to. No, not at all. I love all the nice things you're saying. In fact, it makes me want to kiss you now. But what are you waiting for? I just want to look you in the eyes first. I love the way you look at me. I love the way you look. Well, isn't that nice? She is so passionate this time, and her kisses are so delicate and sweet. You make me so happy, Grim. I'm glad, because I feel the same way. I love your kisses. Oh, I want you to kiss me all over. Yeah, just like that. Hold on, let me just... Skylar unbuttons her shirt. Boobies! Now that's a beautiful sight. Certainly is. Oh man, I have to be the luckiest guy in the world right now. Life is good. Go ahead, I want you to taste me. And he does. Skillfully done. Keep doing that. Oh, Grim. You're so good with your tongue. Your body is like a piece of art that needs to be admired. And tasted. There you go again, saying the sweetest of things to me. I just want you to, kiss and lick me all over. I never want to stop. Nice. That feels great. Suck my nipple like a baby trying to get milk, Grim. He's doing the suck and the slurp. I think you deserve some attention too. Take off your pants and take off your pants and then... Ow! It's like the third time I've hit my head. This car is too small for this. I have a beach blanket in the trunk. How about we go sit by the creek? It's a beautiful day outside, so that sounds like an excellent idea. Cool, let's go. There we go. Take a seat and get comfortable. And this is definitely reminding me of the old days. Talking about the out there on the creek with the man. Yep, that's the old days, man, for me. Ah, the great outdoors. You always have great ideas, Skylar. Yes, I want to feel the sun on my naked body. You look amazing from my point of view. Very photogenic. Just you wait. I haven't even started yet. Wow. I should just make that the thumbnail. It's like, wow, there's 300,000... No. 300,000 people clicked... You love getting naked, huh? And you're right, you look absolutely stunning. You could be a model, Skylar, and I'm not just saying that, I really mean it. I would love to take a photo of her right now, but I don't want to ruin the mood. I'll model for you any day. You know, I wouldn't mind if you took your phone out and took a picture, as long as you don't go sending it to your friends or anything. Send it right to Playboy. Well, I don't even think they're a thing anymore. Hell, I don't know who you send it to. No, not Instagram. You can't send that kind of stuff to Instagram. You read my mind. I was just thinking about how great of a photo this would be. Unfortunately, it loses the power of the photo because it takes off her arms. The arms are important in that pose, guys. I'm sorry. It should have stood a little bit... And I even have this problem with pictures that I have done. I'm like, oh man, it didn't get the arms, it didn't get that. I mean, because the phone screen is only so, you know. I mean, it is what it is. You can always make it a desktop wallpaper if it's a problem. Now this is art. Yep, that's gotta be the caption right there. I'm gonna freeze that for just a little bit. Okay, good. Haha, I wanna see it. Send it to my phone later. I can't be the only one that's naked. How about you take these off so I can see what was poking me earlier? Go ahead, but are you sure you have enough time? Don't you have to go back to work soon? Yeah, I should have 20 minutes or so. Oh, that's more than enough time. Now, where were we? Something about my pants, I think. Aha, let's get these clothes off of you. Speaking of, this sculpture is masterfully crafted. But it's too beautiful to just sit back and admire it. Absolutely, it's already nice and hard. Just the way I like it. So you enjoyed the first hand job I gave you? I sure did. How about I take it one step further this time? I hope she's talking about a blowjob or a tit job. Hell, any kind of job is fine with me. Well, you better be careful. You can take it as far as you like. Oh, she's gonna do the thing. You know, that thing. Fuck, Skylar. You like? I love. Not only does it look majestic. Lick. But it also tastes divine. Lick. Oh, she's licking right at the most sensitive spot. That feels incredible, Skylar. I don't want to stop, but we don't have a lot of time. I want to do something that'll give us both pleasure. Holy shit, is she talking about sex? No, we can't have sex. I won't cross that line, but I want to rub myself on this big dick of yours. I think we're going too far to be worried about crossing the line, but I'm fine with whatever she wants to do. That sounds like an amazing idea. Want me to get up? No, you stay like that. Skylar gets on top of you. I think this position will work just fine. That's nice. Your cock feels so good rubbing against my lips and my clit all at the same time. The way you move your hips, the warmth of your thighs, and the wetness. It's so good. Oh, I love your dick, Grim. There are so many things I want to do with it. As long as those don't involve a light socket, I think we're good. I want it inside of me. But what? I think Jessica would be pissed. Or a cactus. I think Jessica would be pissed if she found out I had sex with you. And even if she wasn't in the picture. Oh, a thorn bush. I just don't think I'm ready to go that far yet. Or like a really hot cup of coffee, that's also a no-no. Things are moving so fast between us, so I don't blame her for not wanting to have sex. I'm more than fine with what we're doing now. Not to mention Jessica, which I think will be upset either way. That's fine, Skylar. I'm happy just hanging out with you. Me too. Okay, time to turn it up a notch. Oh, fuck. Shit, this is too much. I don't know how much longer I can go. Here comes Emerald with a bam. Try to hold on. I'm almost there. Skylar, come with me, Grim. Ah, oh, shit. Ah, oh, fuck. Shit. Come all over me, Grim. Don't you gotta go to work? Ugh. Damn. Oh my, that felt amazing. Indeed. Shit, I forgot about the time. Yeah, now you need to like jump in the creek, I guess. We have to go right now or I'm gonna be late. I wish I had more time to hang out. Hey, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Alright, let's go. I hope you don't get fired or anything for being late. Nah, that would never happen. I'm one of the managers and I know more about the store than anyone. My friend Becky is working right now and she might not be happy, but she's not gonna tell on me or anything. I just don't want to leave her alone for too long. Oh, that's good to know. Where do you want me to drop you off at? At your work is fine. Are you sure? Yeah, you're already late and it's a nice day. I don't mind walking home. You're so considerate of others, Grim. Alright, Grim. I had a great time hanging out. We'll definitely hang out again soon. Sounds good to me. Bye, Grim. Bye, Skylar. Okay. And that's all we're gonna do for right now. And haven't we done enough? I mean, yo, you guys wanted to see Skylar. And you did. They didn't do the sex, but I mean, they kinda. It was, you know, wasn't the penetration and all, but it was fun. They had a fun time. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more of that Ripples. And we're going to see you back here in just a few with some Eternum. I am out of here.